And now, ladies and gentlemen, we have the great good fortune to have the personal representative of the Astronomer Royal, Sir Richard Woolley, in the person of Dr. Alan Hunter. I'd like at this point to introduce to you Dr. Alan Hunter.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm delighted to be here to represent the Royal Greenwich Observatory at this ceremony, and in particular to bring you the greetings for you and your staff, and indeed for everybody here, of the Astronomer Royal, and of the head of our time division, Mr. Humphrey Smith. Since the Royal Observatory was moved away from its old home at Greenwich a dozen or so years ago, we felt perhaps a little naked, a little exposed to the astronomical element, now that we were no longer sitting firmly on zero meridian. We take heart at the prospect of being joined, not indeed in longitude, but on the same parallel of latitude by this outstation of your Dominion Observatory. I must say, in preference, Mr. Chairman, that I was most disturbed. I was beginning to wonder if somebody hadn't made some ghastly mistake about the latitude when I flew into Winnipeg yesterday evening to find the ground covered with snow. I left Hurstman Slough in the morning in a riot of spring flowers. However, as the night sky cleared, I was able to reassure myself from the familiar constellations that what was happening here had already happened back home in southern England some 7 hours or so before.
Was it 7 hours?
I altered my watch so frequently yesterday afternoon that I'm in something of a maze about this. But then, of course, nobody cares about the hours so long as the milliseconds are right. I don't doubt that in the course of the next few years, cooperation between our two observatories will make the exact interval as familiar in the minds of our staff as is the 1:20.120 seconds, which is the interval between Hurstman Slough and the old meridian that goes through Greenwich. I had thought until this afternoon that one obstacle to our progress would be the difference of abbreviations that are used for the two instruments. I learned with relief from Mr. Thompson that PZT stop at the 49th parallel, and that both Calgary and Hurstman Slough will have PZT. Well, so previous speakers have described the scientific advantages we expect from this collaboration, and in any case, I'm not the right person to do so. However, though my own field in astronomy does lie elsewhere than this, I have in my time made visual observations of time. My goodness, it does seem a long time ago now. And I will remember, as one not unacquainted with the snags in photographic astrometry, thinking when our own PZC was inaugurated at a ceremony not unlike this, that its troubles were only just beginning. But to some extent this is a little ungracious. There were troubles, indeed there still are troubles, but they're of a size which is more than an order of magnitude less than the ones that we encountered in the old days. It's part, at any rate, to resolve these residual discrepancies that our two observatories have agreed to collaborate. And I repeat now that we all the persons who send our warmest congratulations on this inauguration in the lively expectation that our joint observations on the same parallel of latitude, using the same stars, will help to solve some of the problems we face today.
Thank you very much, Dr. Hunter. And to you, too, may I make this little presentation of our centennial publication of the Royal Astronomical Society. I should add that I initially asked Mr. Humphrey Smith, who is my counterpart, I believe, at Hurstman Slough, to be present, and if he could not be present, to send a written message that might be read. And he wrote back with great glee, saying that Dr. Hunter was going to be in this part of the country, I didn't realize until after that Dr. Hunter has a son who is located in Ottawa, and he had arranged this trip some while ago, and it just happened to coincide with this ceremony today that he was coming to Canada, so all he did was extend his ticket out this far. His son is going to have to wait 2 or 3 days while he is in the West. And I might also add that the good fortune we have in having snow this time of year is simply because we don't have the Gulf Stream to keep us warm. I don't know how we could manage. So thank you very much, Dr. Hunter.